Welcome to the Gardening in the Mountains Home Gardening Show with Steve Pettis. Steve is your Henderson County agent with NC State University, here to talk gardening, answer your questions, and help you make your garden grow better. Call the Extension office at 697-4891 or email Steve at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com to have your gardening questions answered. That's 697-4891 or email Steve at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com.
Brought to you by A Growing Concern, celebrating 39 years. Bring life and color to your outdoor and indoor space with the professionals at A Growing Concern, Spartanburg Highway.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Gardening in the Mountains radio show and podcast. I'm Steve Pettis, your local county extension agent and host. We're here to talk gardening, answer your garden questions, and help you make your garden grow better. You can email me at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com or give me a call at the Henderson County Extension Center during business hours at 828-697-4891, and I'll answer all your gardening questions. And remember, you can download or stream our podcast if you go to WTZQ.com, click on the Programs tab, and scroll down to Gardening in the Mountains. And today we have a couple special guests in the studio with me, and you all know I love having guests because it means I have to do less work. We have Colin Watkins. Did I pronounce your name right, Colin?
Yes, sir.
Colin Watkins and Kelsey Jo Schneider. They are the proprietors of The Hiker and The Hound, one of my favorite little stores in the region. And I was up at The Hiker and The Hound up in Cedar Mountain. For those of you who don't know where Cedar Mountain is, it's between here and Brevard, kind of. It's kind of on the backside of DuPont. That's the way I always tell people how to get there.
Right.
And you guys have a great little shop there, and I'll let you give the address and all of that in a minute. And I've always enjoyed going there. Y'all have really unique gifts and a lot of cool hiking stuff, and now you got a bike shop. And but to start off, well, let's talk about the fact that Hurricane Helene did you no favors. It was you guys up there, along with a lot of other stores, got washed out, right?
We sure did. Yeah, we had every bit of 3 feet of water in the store. So everything had to come out and be cleaned or thrown away. So a lot of people don't know that that little area up there did flood because of the little river that feeds all of DuPont. So that is right next to our store, and it just can't get out fast enough.
Yeah, you wouldn't think y'all are at such elevation out there that it would flood, but it's perfectly flat there for miles, right?
With
a creek in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then once that creek busted out of the bank, it got everybody, didn't it?
It sure did. It was.
Yeah, and recovery was not easy. I mean, because you can't just sweep out the water, let it dry out. You got to rip everything out and start over, kind of.
Rip
right?
everything out, floors, walls, redo it all, put it all together, and then clean up all the inventory. Trying to figure out, clean all that up. So that was a huge task in itself of trying to figure out where everything goes or where everything is. So we've been open about 12, 14 weeks now, somewhere around there.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of time to be out of business, to be down and not be, you know, selling stuff. So,
but
we're glad you're open.
We are open. Cedar Mountain is open. So come on up and see us. We're all there.
So what is that road that runs through Cedar Mountain, that highway there?
That is Highway 276.
Highway 276. And it kind of goes down from Highway 11. Doesn't it start at 11 or go down
it
to 11?
It does. At the bottom of the mountain there in South Carolina starts
comes
at 11.
Up Table Rock.
Comes up Cedar Mountain, Caesar's Head.
Yeah, Caesar's
up
Head.
Up and over and Caesar's Head. And that's a great little spot to stop at. A lot of hiking there. A lot of cool plants that'll be growing side by side each other. There's the Carolina Hemlock and the Eastern Hemlock, which are usually growing in two different areas of elevation, but right there at Caesar's Head, they grow side by side.
That's so cool. You guys are in a real unique position because you're kind of real near the edge of the Blue Ridge Escarpment there, where you know you get some of those southerly plants and some of those northerly plants all mixed together. Add to that all the water that you guys get.
Right. There's a lot of waterfalls. There's a lot of water we get from the rain, which gives us the waterfalls. There's a bunch of lakes up in DuPont that you can visit. A lot of fishing.
Yeah. And as a reminder, Colin and Kelsey are our guests here on the Gardening in the Mountains radio show and podcast. And they're the owners of The Hiker and The Hound, a cool little store that I love to frequent in Cedar Mountain. And Cedar Mountain is a cool little community. You guys are pretty tight knit, I've learned over the years. All you store owners and down through there, you got you guys, the Hiker and the Hound. You got the Cedar Mountain Canteen.
There's a Cedar Mountain Canteen.
You got the Cedar Mountain Outpost.
There's the Outpost. There's the Studio 276.
Studio 276. You got the Moonshine Store.
Cedar Mountain Moonshine.
And so all of you guys are real supportive of each other up there in Cedar Mountain. And you guys are kind of out there by yourselves, right?
We are. We are the last one there before you start heading towards South Carolina. So
yeah.
It's just us and then DuPont's right there with the fire station.
And I was reading on your website that you guys are residents of Transylvania County.
Yes, we are. We love living in Brevard.
How long have y'all lived there?
I came here in 2000.
All right.
And I moved here in 2002.
Oh, wow. So y'all been here quite a while, a lot longer than me. I've been here about 9 years, but you guys beat me by a bunch. And you're located kind of on the backside of DuPont. That's where most people would know the area from is DuPont, and DuPont's such a big attraction for tourists, but also local tourism, right?
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of local tourism. We have a lot of, like you said, the great community that's up there. Brevard's not too far away. Hendersonville is a close little area. So we have a good little community that comes out.
Yeah, you got the Sherwood Golf Course. Is that called Sherwood?
Sherwood Forest Golf Course.
Sherwood Forest Golf Course.
Nice little par three.
Yeah. And then there's Conestee Falls right down the street from there. I gave a talk at Conestee Falls last week for a garden club.
Yeah, Conestee's awesome. They have a bunch of hiking trails in there as well. So a lot to do up in that area.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in Cedar Mountain. So we want to encourage everybody to get up there when they can. Our guests today are Colin and Kelsey, the owners of the Hiker and the Hound. And as this is a gardening show, we do want to talk about gardening and talk about plants in general. So you and I were talking, Colin, about the unbelievable opportunities for hiking and biking in the area. And we talked about there's so many different plants up there that we see. One of my favorite things to do in the spring is to go up there and hike when the wildflowers are blooming.
Oh, yes.
We get to see a lot of the pitcher plants. Well, you don't
those
get to see.
Those are some of our favorites as well.
Yeah, you don't get to see the pitcher plants. You have to know where they are, but what you can see a lot of, I'm sorry, are the moccasin, the wild orchids, which is the pink, the lady slipper, and the yellow lady slipper. Mm-hmm. So those are kind of my two favorite things, and what always for me kind of kicks spring off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like a treasure when you find those plants in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys brought some talking points there, so feel free to jump in anytime with those.
Yeah, we did. One of the things that we have coming up shortly is we are going to be introducing some nature tours that we are going to be doing out of Hiker and the Hound.
Oh, wow. Where are you going?
We are going to be going, well, we're not going to disclose that yet.
Oh,
cool. We've got a few places that we're going to go, but we're going to be doing some forest foraging tours, maybe forest fungi identification or plant identification tours, nature listening tours. So nice hiking tours, things like that to kick off in DuPont and to come out and see the area up there.
Awesome. Who's going to be leading the tours?
We're talking to two people right now that are going to be coming on board to lead tours with us. They have extensive knowledge in forest foraging for different plants, identification of plants, and bird noises and sounds as well.
Oh, wow. That's going to be real popular, I think.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things to do is when I'm hiking is look for cool things growing. I just saw some mushrooms growing. My brain's not working. What are the yellow chanterelles? I just saw chanterelles in my yard.
Oh, awesome!
I was super excited about that.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So you guys are going to be out looking for stuff like that.
We're going to be out looking for stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. We won't necessarily be taking from the forest. We're just going to be identifying, looking for how you can know the different types of mushrooms, which ones are the good ones, which ones are maybe not the good ones.
And some lookalikes that maybe you shouldn't pick and bring home and eat.
Right. And you guys sell, y'all have any books, like guidebooks or
We do have a few guidebooks. We have a lot of journals as well. So you can make your own notes. You can out when you're trying to, you know, figure out what you're trying to find. We do have some mushroom books. We have some forest foraging books as well.
Cool.
We have a lot of cool hand soaps for when you get into maybe poison ivy or if you want to wash your hands off because you've been digging in the dirt gardening. They have a lot of natural holistic remedies in there, a lot of herbs to heal your hands from those little nicks and things that you get when you're gardening.
Yeah, and we even have a soap for bugs, too.
Oh, really? They're like a repellent?
Yes.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, you just wet it, put it on, and don't wash it off.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw your little journals you had there. Those are really cool. Are they kind of leather-bound journals?
Some of them are leather-bound. We have some wooden ones as well. So a couple of different types, different sizes. Some of them have the, you know, line. Some of them have blank pages. I didn't know there was so much about journals, different types.
Journaling has gotten super popular in the last few years.
Yeah, and it's a great way to keep track of what you've seen, where you want to go next. Sometimes you forget. You know, you meet them on the trail, and by the time you get back to your car, you forget what they told you, where to go, or what it is.
Sure. So those nature tours sound really cool. How can people learn more about those when you get ready to do them?
You can always check us out on our Facebook or Instagram page.
And we'll have more details on our website coming up soon. We're going to revamp our website and make that more of an information-based website for
us.
We're hoping to get that rolled out by this coming fall, which is coming up pretty soon. So if not, it will be ready for springtime coming up.
Now, I saw on your website, you said it says you guys have two kids.
We do.
We do.
So do y'all like taking them out for hikes and teaching them mushrooms and plants and things?
Absolutely. They love being outside, and that's their happy place.
Yeah.
Which is good because that's our happy place too. So.
did they go back to school?
No, they're not back to school quite yet. Okay. School starts end of August.
Oh, okay. Henderson County already started, so.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them have started.
We still have 2 weeks of camp left for our oldest.
Oh, wow.
She'll be 9 in October. Yeah. So she has 2 more weeks at camp, and then she starts back to school.
That's so cool. Yeah. You know, that's kind of how a lot of people find out about the area is their kids go to camp up here, or they went to camp up here.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
there's
then they
a
just
lot
kinda
of
continue
summer camps.
To come over the years. Yeah, so our guests today are Colin and Kelsey. They're the owners of The Hiker and the Hound. You can get in touch with them at hikerandthehound@gmail.com.
That's correct.
You have an address for the store?
We're at 10771 Greenville Highway, and that's Highway 276.
Yeah, so it's right there in Cedar Mountain. And when we get back from this break, we're going to talk more about Cedar Mountain and all the great things you can do up there with Colin and Kelsey from Hiker and the Hound here on the Gardening in the Mountains radio show and podcast.
This is Duke from A Growing Concern, and we always look forward to the dog days of summer because it's growing buck season. Bring in your bucks from now through August for up to 50% off our unmatched selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, specimen quality conifers, and so much more. It's our best summer inventory in our history, from dinner plate dahlias to dinner plate hibiscus. We've got your growing concerns covered from A to Z. So come see me and the staff at A Growing Concern on Spartanburg High next to Boyd Automotive. And don't forget your growing bucks.
A Growing Concern reminds you it's the last call for growing bucks. They're only good through August 31st. Once again, a last call for growing bucks at A Growing Concern on Spartanburg Highway.
Let Raymond's Garden Center color your world with smiles, kindness, and blooms. Their team is there to help you create your own sunshine. Visit Raymond's Garden Center, 1320 Canuga Road, where customer service is always in bloom.
Welcome back to the Gardening in the Mountains radio show and podcast. I'm Steve Pettis, your local county extension agent and host. We're here to talk gardening, answer your garden questions, and help you make your garden grow better. And remember, you can email me at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com or call me at the Henderson County Extension Center during business hours at 828-697-4891, and I'll answer all your gardening questions. And don't forget, you can download or stream our podcast if you go to WTZQ.com, click on the Programs tab, and scroll down to Gardening in the Mountains. Our guests today are Colin and Kelsey. I want to make sure I'm saying your names right. Yes. From The Hiker and the Hound, one of my favorite little stores in the area. And they are in Cedar Mountain. Now, I talk to people all the time, and I tell them, they say, what did you do this weekend? I say, well, I went for a mountain bike ride at DuPont, and then I went to the Cedar Mountain Outpost and had a pizza and drank a beer. And they're like, where is that?
And it's like, we get that a lot, too.
Yeah, I'll ask them, how long have you been here? Oh, I've lived here for 10, 15 years. They don't even know where Cedar Mountain is. So explain to people where Cedar Mountain is.
Well, Cedar Mountain's up the mountain from Brevard or Hendersonville. It's on the backside of DuPont State Forest, right before you head down towards Greenville or Caesar's Head. So we are located right past the Cedar Mountain Cafe and the Cedar Mountain Canteen.
Yeah, so there's a lot of little businesses right there that cater to the tourism.
There are, right there, that little stop sign where DuPont comes out to 276 and the fire station.
Yeah, yeah, and 276 is a beautiful drive. I love driving that road. It goes down the mountain on both sides, one down into Brevard, one down down to Highway 11 down there towards Greenville. And at the Hiker and the Hound, I saw you, Colin, a while back, and you were telling me about how the store had gotten flooded and how you guys have had a long road back to getting open again. But now that you're open, you're excited to welcome people back. And so I invited you to come on the show so that you could do just that.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, tell us about what you got going on. I'm sure with the revamp, you've got new things.
We do have some new stuff going on. We have our bike shop that we had just gotten open right before the flood, but we have put it back together. So we have a full service station there for all of your bike shop needs. We even have bike rentals in case you want a hardtail bike to come out and go try out DuPont. Maybe you forgot your bike or yours is in the shop and you need one pretty quick. So
yeah, and you would be the closest store that rents bikes that I can think of.
We would
to DuPont.
Yeah, you can actually ride from the store and hit a bunch of trails right from our shop.
Yeah,
where Cornmeal Shoals is. You can hit Burnt Mountain, Cedar Rock, that whole area.
Yeah. So what's your favorite trail in DuPont?
Oh gosh, there's so many of them. You know, of course, Ridgeline. There's Airstrip is really nice. I like doing any of them that go to a lake. You can just go ahead and hop off your bike, cool off for a second.
Yeah.
Maybe you packed a lunch in the back, go ahead and have a snack, and then head back out and do another couple of trails.
Now, you guys sell snacks and stuff there at the Hiker and the Hound, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have anything you need, you know, honey stingers or any kind of Cliff Bars, stuff like that we have.
Some drinks and things like that.
Oh, yeah, Gatorades, waters.
We have options for everyone. We have vegan options and
gluten-free options, organic stuff.
I did see a big giant cookie sitting there when I was there last time.
Oh, yes, our giant peanut butter cups. Yeah. They are infamous. So, yeah, we focus on a lot of handmade, local, homemade products for outdoor stores.
So the hound part, where's that from?
That was our Basset Hound, Murphy. He was the inspiration for the shop. He passed away right before the hurricane happened.
Mm-hmm.
He was our shop mascot, so he would be there greeting you. He loved
people,
kids, all kinds of dogs. He just did not like to be left at home. So perfect shop dog. And he passed away right before the hurricane happened.
So you guys sell some pet stuff, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a couple local pet treat companies in there, Pisgah Pet Treats. We have some freeze-dried dog treats. We also have leashes, harnesses, those little dog shoes for people, you know, because the gravel out there is really tough on their feet.
Yeah, I can imagine people coming here for a vacation with their dog, and then they realize, I don't have a water bowl or whatever. Y'all have those things, right?
Oh, yeah.
A leash, a water bowl. Yep. You know, those collapsible water bowls are really nice to take.
Yeah, and so you got that, and then you also have a whole store full of clothing.
We do.
Like super cool.
We do. We have outdoor
long sleeve t-shirts and things.
long sleeve t-shirts, the UV rated ones. We have the fleece jackets, waterproof jackets, soft shells.
And Oki rain suits for kids. They're perfect.
Oh, yeah.
If they're out in the rain, you can just hose them off or take that shell off, and they're clean to get in the car.
Oh, nice. That's hard to do, keep kids
yeah,
clean.
Exactly.
I was in there the last time and looking at the belts. I got to replace my belt that I wear all the time. I've been wearing every day for years. And I was looking at you got a lot of really cool patterns.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we try to have something for everybody, you know, whether you're 8 years old, you're 28, you're 80 years old, we have stuff for everybody in there. So it's an outdoor lifestyle store.
And then I got distracted, though, and ended up buying a two-seater Kelty folding chair. That thing's
the couch.
Amazing.
Yeah,
isn't
we
it
call
great?
It the couch.
Yeah. So you all probably listening, you probably have had people call them camping chairs or festival chairs. They fold up, go into a bag. You can buy cheap ones at Walmart and stuff like this. But those things, I break them. They
all
don't
the
last
time.
Me very
no.
long because I'm a heavy
no, one
guy.
One season, maybe two, maybe.
The first time I push my arms down like this to get up, I end up bending the arms down. So the name of the company is Kelty, right?
It is. It's a Kelty, so it's a two-seater.
But this thing, like the diameter of the poles on it are way bigger than the diameter of those cheap ones.
Oh, yeah.
I had a friend that had one. We were on a river locally, sitting on a little sandbar, and they had one of those things. I was like, next time I see one of these, I'm going to buy it. So when I was in the store, I saw one that you had there. I think it was might have been the only one you had at the time. It was the one that was sitting out anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we may have two left.
Yeah, so you guys got a little bit of everything for the outdoor adventure person, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we really like to focus on quality of products. We try to make the price points, you know, affordable for people so they can get outside and enjoy the outdoors. But we want them to have good stuff.
Yeah. Another thing that you're good at, Colin, is when somebody comes in or like, hey, where should I go? What's a good trail? So where would be the first place you'd send somebody, especially if they're just a light-duty hiker, they're not hardcore or anything?
Well, the triple waterfall hike there in DuPont is a great one. I send people on a lot. You can do Hooker Falls, High Falls, and Triple Falls. It's about a 3.3-mile hike. So it's a real quick way to get three great, amazing waterfalls in one hike instead of having to go park and then go park again and then go park again to get different waterfalls.
Yeah, and so people could just get it in their brain geographically. You guys aren't but 3 miles from there. Or is it three?
No, maybe.
Not even three?
Not even.
Yeah, so it's like how many? They said during COVID, 2.5 million people went to DuPont over that
period.
Yeah,
that's a lot of people.
And now it's back down to the normal about a million a year.
Just still a lot of people.
That's still a lot of people, man.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that you guys are just literally 3 miles
We're right
up the
there. If you need a map, you just want, you know, directions and talk to us, come on in and see us. I mean, we'd love to show you where to go, tell you where to go.
You got those slick waterproof DuPont maps?
We do.
I like those. I got
one
of those
Pisgah Map
in my
Company.
Car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's important in DuPont to have a good map because there's not a whole lot of hike in, hike out.
No.
They're all connected and so you can get
turned around pretty easy.
Yeah, and you can intend for it to be a 30-minute hike and it turn into a 3-hour hike pretty
easy.
That's correct. Yeah, so getting a map is right. And then if you have it on your phone and your battery dies or you tries to reroute and it doesn't pick it up, you know, you're kind of out there without any tools.
Well, that's always my problem. If I get like, if I really, really, really need my hiking map app, what's that thing called? All Trails,
I believe.
It won't work.
But, right. Because you're out there with no cell phone service,
anything like that.
Which is part of what we like about being up there. You know, people come into our shop all the time trying to figure out directions because there's no cell phone service. So we kind of like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So our guests today are Colin and Kelsey, the owners of the Hiker and the Hound. You can get in touch with them at hikerandthehound@gmail.com. You can find them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And Instagram.
And Instagram, mm-hmm. Where you guys post. So the Hiker and the Hound is a super cool shop in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina, which is kind of in between DuPont and Brevard off of 276. And there's a bunch of cool stores up there. So, like I said, I go ride my bike at DuPont pretty frequently. And I always, as soon as I get done, I go to Cedar Mountain and mm-hmm. go hit all the shops, hang out.
Yeah, the canteen's great down there.
Yeah.
The outpost is great.
Yep.
So like, the cafe.
Yeah, I like all of those places. And, I was reading today when prepping for the show. I didn't realize how big DuPont is. It's a huge place.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Said they said what I saw on the internet on the website for Brevard Tourism is 12,500 acres.
Wow.
So you better get a map. If you're
yeah.
in the,
absolutely.
You're gonna get in the
there's
middle of 50,
60 trails out there.
Yeah.
Seven different lakes. So there's a lot of stuff that you can do.
So Colin and Kelsey, thank y'all for being on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I'll see you guys soon up there on top of the mountain on the backside of DuPont and Cedar Mountain at the Hiker and the Hound. And I'd love to encourage all you guys to get out there and support those Cedar Mountain businesses that all got flooded during the hurricane. And they've come back. You wouldn't believe how unbelievably resilient those folks are up there on top of the mountain. And get out there and try to help those folks out. And Colin and Kelsey, thank y'all for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, see you later. And thank you all for listening to the Gardening in the Mountains radio show and podcast. And we will see you later. Adios.
This has been Gardening in the Mountains with Steve Pettis. Steve is your Henderson County agent with NC State University. If you'd like to ask Steve a question, call the Henderson County Extension Office at 697-4891 or email Steve at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com. That's 697-4891 or email Steve at gardeninginthemountains@gmail.com. To listen to this show again or hear past episodes, go to WTZQ.com. Click on the Features tab and scroll down to Gardening in the Mountains.
Brought to you by A Growing Concern, celebrating 39 years. Bring life and color to your outdoor and indoor space with the professionals at A Growing Concern, Spartanburg Highway.